Welcome back to another episode of the Mind Your Muscle podcast. I recognize that I have a podcast voice and it's kind of on now. I'm not really sure if it'll stay on or whether I'll change it. But yeah, it's something that I've recognized and I don't know how to change that. How do I change that? How do I go about changing the podcast voice? Anyway, that's not what this is about. All right. If you want to know what the one thing is that you can change to make sure that every time you set out to achieve something, that you actually go on and achieve it in the least time possible, with the least effort, while enjoying it and not making it a chore, then listen to this episode. Because what I've done is last week, which was like end of September, I ran a three-part masterclass. Well, last week was part one. And that's what's on the podcast today, is part one of the masterclass. I've taken the audio from it. I've chunked it down a little bit so you're not getting the crap at the start. But that's what the podcast is all about. It is about that one thing that you can change to make sure that every time you set out to achieve a thing, that you actually go on and achieve it. Go and have a listen. Let me know what you think. Hi, I'm Paul Keenan, and you're about to start developing strength from the inside out with this podcast. I'm a personal trainer and mentor for trainers and coaches. With me, you won't get motivational fluff or hype. You will get a combination of brain science, real client case studies, transformational psychology, action steps, and some woo-woo wisdom, all rolled into one superset. If you're wanting more from your life, to feel better, look better, to heal, perhaps to have more and to be more, then this is the podcast for you. Because you're going to learn how to strengthen your mind and develop your awareness physically, mentally, and emotionally. All from the inside out. Welcome to the Mind Your Muscle podcast. So forget January. January is the worst time you can start anything. And I'm not saying you need to start it now, but if you're going to wait until the new year, let January pass. All right, 100% recommend you do not start anything in January. February or March are probably the best times to start when it comes to a new year period. Now, in life, we have to be willing to be stretched, okay? And I'm going to stretch you for the next 7 days, not physically, mentally, okay? I'm going to get inside your head. I'm going to help you try and get away from the idea that you know everything, because you know nothing, and I know nothing too, and it's great. Because if you think you know everything, then nobody can teach you anything. You want to stay where you are, and you don't want to stay where you are because you're maybe on here because you want something, okay? I don't know what it is. Maybe you were forced to come in here, like Leanne was forced into here by Lisa. So some of you had your arms twisted or whatever, but you want to stay where you are if you're not open to coaching and open to teaching, all right? I want to do a little bit of teaching and a bit of coaching, I hope. So we aren't meant to stay where we are. We're not meant to stay stuck, all right? We're designed to be more. We're designed to have more, to do more, all right? Whether it's your shape, your relationships, your clothing size, okay, yeah, clothing size. Geez, people might want to change their clothing size, and that's why they go to a PT. But, you know, it could be the type of clothes that you buy, the actual type, okay? You might want to shop somewhere different that you can't shop right now. It could be about your income. It could be about your job. Yes, I'm going to cover all of that. It could be about any experience that you value and want more of, because we seek experience. We seek experiences. It's why we're here on this planet. If you want to know what the one thing is that you can change to make sure that every time you set out to achieve something, that you actually achieve it in the least time possible with the least or minimum effort, all right, enjoying it, not making it a friggin' chore, then get your pen and paper out. I'm going to give you about 5 seconds, okay, to grab a pen and paper. Okay, it doesn't need to be a lot of paper. It doesn't need to be a big pen. I'm going to share my screen. Well, I'm going to try and share my screen here in a little second so that I can try and bring up a little presentation, one that I made earlier. Right. Okay, you should be having that on screen. I'm going to go into a full slideshow. So this is my first time ever doing this with StreamYard and a slideshow at the same time. So I'm not really sure what it looks like. I think you should have, I'm just looking at my phone here at the same time to kind of see what it looks like. This is new to me. All right, no, I'm not afraid to push the barriers, push the boundaries and do stuff out of my comfort zone, because at the end of the day, I created that comfort zone. So should be a little screen there where you get to see that. Now, I don't get to see me on the big screen, so I got to keep looking down here to see what's happening in the group. Grab a pen and paper. I've already given you 5 seconds, so we're going to do a countdown there, but it's already done. I want to show you how you're going to go from stressed out dieter to confident foodie in the next 7 days, changing one thing, okay? 7 days, one thing, stressed out, confident. Imagine this scenario. What if you suddenly became body confident? What if you became fitter? What if you could always achieve the goals you set? What if you were a dress size or a clothing size smaller? All right. Does that sound like a stretch? I told you I was going to stretch you. All right. Over the next 30 to 40 minutes. Okay. That's what I want. 30 minutes. Okay. Hopefully get the rest of it in here in 30 minutes. I'm going to be giving you the blueprint. Okay. I'm going to be giving you the blueprint to make that happen. So right now, you're probably wondering if this is something you need to hear. It's not something you need to hear. It's something you need to know, because there is a difference between just needing to hear something and needing to know something. Hearing something, knowing something, two different things. This is for you. If you're a busy person and needs a fast injection and motivation, I'm going to give you that, and want to have a body you're comfortable in and enjoy it and life too. You want a predictable system. I'm going to give you a system for getting fitter, increasing your confidence in just 40 minutes, 45 minutes here. All right. And you're ready to step up and be your best self. Maybe it's for you if you're so busy that you want this proven plan for dropping a clothing size in 90 days without giving up the foods you love or your precious time. Maybe you're fed up, jumping from one diet to the next and want something that's sustainable, that suits the family. Maybe you want to eat higher calorie foods because you're sick of starving yourself, and you want to lose weight week upon week, gradual process, and still have fun, like gins, wins, takeaways, that kind of stuff. It's possible. It is. Maybe you're feeling a bit stuck or down right now. You could have been for a while. I've been there and done it. Maybe you're feeling a bit hard on yourself, and you're being a bit hard on yourself, and I'm going to give you permission to ease up a little. Why am I doing this? What I want in return? I want a great review, first of all, next Friday, if you go and do the other two masterclasses with me, and maybe to chat to you about your goals, okay? If you don't know me, I was a peeler for 13 years. I'm an honours degree graduate from Leeds Met University. I'm now a PT, and I specialise in helping you, whoever you are, drop a clothing size in 90 days without giving up the food you love. I'm tired of people out there, not just trainers, people who are pushing on sustainable solutions, shakes, pills, injections, overpriced supplements. I mentor other coaches, business owners, gym owners too. I specialise in helping them increase their client base, serving and fulfilling their clients, and therefore improving not just their income, but the lives of thousands, okay? They impact other people. And I want to get you moving forward in the right way. I'm also the man behind the Mind Your Muscle Project podcast. Podcast is definitely a podcast. I've slowed down a bit in the episodes because I'm doing a bit of work here now, again, behind the scenes and pushing this in terms of what I want to do going forward, a bit more mindset stuff for the next little while within my coaching. So, and by the way, I'm Paul Keenan, if you hadn't noticed, Volume Fitness. All right. So what can you expect if you watch this first masterclass and implement what I suggest and make your next 7 days a priority for your physical and, that should say mental health, physical and health or physical health. Sometimes you miss stuff, Paul. You can expect a VF change, and that change is different to other things and changes you've experienced in the past before. I'm going to be live in the Facebook group at 10 a.m. all next week for about 10 minutes, so 10 at 10, giving you more support and as much support as I can. Questions getting answered, supporting you where I can. You have to ask questions. There's going to be a free coaching package available from Sunday, which will give you even more support all next week. There's going to be two more 30-minute masterclasses, like I said, so they're going to keep them to 30 minutes next Tuesday and Thursday evening at 8. They will be 30 minutes and no more. Get on live if you're free, or watch them later in the day if you can. If you have a question, drop it in the comments now, or drop it in the comments after. I will get the questions at the end once I get through this little bit. Did you grab the cheat sheet? Okay. There's stuff in there to support you with food through the next 7 to 10 days or whatever, because I challenge you to follow that nutrition protocol every day for the next week. You can take a break at this weekend. Okay. You don't have to start it tomorrow. Take a break from the weekend, start it Monday. All right, start it Monday. Give yourself a week of this. All we're doing there is portion control. That's it. Fuel your mind through your mouth. It's portion control. We're not counting calories, nothing like that. Mix whatever food you're eating. Not telling you to eat new foods. Just eat the foods that you're eating, okay? Control the portions. Shop this weekend, hit the ground running. All right, why should you turn up? You should turn up because, you know, so often what you believe to be true about your ability is actually getting in your own way. When you're trying to better yourself in any area of your life, the first thing you should ask is, what did I believe to be true that is actually keeping me back from what I could do? If you don't get rid of the outdated and old information, that rubbish, old beliefs, old ideas, it's going to contaminate all the new stuff, okay? From time to time, we have to remove the piled up hair in the shower. Okay, obviously, we do. We have to lift the leaves and the moss from the gutters. Why? Because we have to let life flow. Let water flow. Water's life. What you know today got you to where you are today, all right? It's got you here. But what got you here isn't going to get you there. Where's there? So there's where you want to go. So what you believe you know is going to get in the way, right? It's going to get in the way. What you believe you know is going to get in the way of what you want to know. And what you want to know is how to get to the next step. So for the next week, if you see something that maybe looks familiar, heard that before, seen that before, done that before, all right? Just pause a little second, okay? Don't go kicking it out because you think, you know, you already know it. You feel you already know it. You don't already know it. And I'll tell you why. Because the person who knew it doesn't exist anymore. Because probably since the last time you maybe heard something like that, there's like being 20 trillion new cells replaced in your body. So that means this information is literally going to a new person. You're a new person every day. You're not the same person you were yesterday. You're not the same person you were last week, last month, last year, or whatever. Just because I did a workout yesterday doesn't mean I shouldn't do one today or shouldn't do one tomorrow. I'm going to have to do one soon, okay? The air that I breathed yesterday has already been consumed and it's used. So I need new air. Make sense? I need new inspiration. If you're watching this live, make sure you give me a hashtag live. If you're watching on replay, give me a hashtag replay. Remember, if you have any questions, chuck them in the comments and I will get to them towards the end. I need you to be the empty cup, okay? I need you to be the empty cup for me for the next 7 days. The next week will be life-changing if you allow it. Now, that's a pretty big fucking statement, okay? But that's okay because I can back it up, all right? It will be life-changing if you allow it. This week is the week. I said that at the start. This week will take you to the next level if you want to go to the next level. It can be your kickoff. It can be your restart. It can be your kickstart. This is your transformation week, 7 day period. If you want to call it that, I don't care what you call it. But you need to be thinking, this week will transform my life and I'm going to allow that to happen. Why should you be thinking that? Because that is a decision. And when we make decisions and follow through, shit gets real. Okay, if you're not open to it, then it won't happen. You have to be open. You ever tried, pouring water into a glass that's already full? Just thinking of glasses, I'm just going to take away juice here. Dilute juice, no alcohol, been off the beer now for the last 3.5 weeks. Don't be over pouring, okay? This week is opportunity, so I wanted to transform your life. It better fucking transform your life because I'm putting a little bit of time and effort into this. And if you don't take this week as opportunity, if you don't make it transform your life, you're going to keep wasting days or wasting weeks, and that means you're going to waste your life. And I don't want that. Stop wasting your life. Start owning it. Start feeling it. Start being it. For the next 7 days, you can fucking stand on me. You can stand on my head. You can stand on my shoulders. I don't care. All right? Use me as your stepping stone. I want to help you clear the blocks. It's not about not having blockages. It's not about not having problems. It's not about not having barriers. It's not about not having issues. It's not about not having stress. Okay, it's about how we respond to those things, how we respond to the things that we face with the solutions that are always there. Solutions are always there. Sometimes we just have our eyes covered and we can't see them. The thing that heals any problem in your life is when you understand yourself. When you really understand yourself, when you really understand and love yourself, and let go of the crap that's holding you back. That's what's going to heal problems in your life. Because loving yourself clears you enough space to allow you to love others. Loving yourself and letting go of the baggage, the rubbish, is the most important thing you can do. Because when you love yourself, you're not going to hurt yourself, and therefore you're not going to hurt anyone else. Okay, when you do that, when you love yourself, you're not going to hurt yourself, and you're not going to hurt anyone else. So loving yourself is fucking important. Not going to hear many PTs talk about that. You're not going to hear many guys talk about it. You're definitely not going to hear many male PTs talking about it. Guys on here talking about loving yourself. This guy's all some kind of crazy, but you know, I'm not like everyone else. And I do like that. I do like the fact that, you know, I will do things different. I will say things different, and I will be open to that. It's about having a deep appreciation for who we are, accepting ourselves for our peculiarities, accepting ourselves for our embarrassments, okay, accepting ourselves for the bits we don't like, accepting ourselves for the things we don't do well, and for all the amazing things too. The whole package, the whole self, unconditionally. Why can you not do things? You might say money, you might say knowledge or information, you might say I can't commit, you might say time, you might say motivation. But when you give your power, or when you begin to give your power, or maybe you're already doing it, probably already doing it, give your power away to those circumstances, you'll begin to realize how they actually hold power over you. They actually control you. What's holding you back? I asked you to get a pen and paper. Maybe you want to jot down a couple of things that are coming into your head. What's holding me back? I've named a few. Money, knowledge, commitment, motivation, information, time. Those are just common things that hold people back. But what's holding you back? Scribble a couple of things down there when I'm talking. Why is it holding you back? What's stopping you? Questions bring answers. Okay, if you don't ask the question, you're not going to get answers. I want you to write those things down because they're your reasons. They're the things that you're holding on to. Okay, and if we want to move through them, then we got to let go of them. We got to let go of them by understanding them. But when you allow those things, those are circumstances. So when you allow those circumstances to dictate the things that you do, you're letting your current circumstances define your future circumstance. Okay, so you're letting where you're at now define where you can go to. We shouldn't be doing that because that's what keeps us stuck. Imagine doing a yes or no test, all right? Say we're doing a yes or no test in school. Fucking 10 questions. Yes or no test. And getting the result. And imagine recognizing all the ones that you got wrong. And you had a chance to change them. You had a chance to change them answers the next time around from yes to no. But instead of doing that, you just kept giving the same answers. Would you do that? No. Because that's fucking stupid. But what we do is we keep repeating the same shit over and over again, expecting things to change. That's insanity. I'm not talking about insanity training. I'm talking about doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. Thank you, Mr. Einstein, for saying that. We have to be willing to go beyond circumstances. And your journey begins in the mind. Maybe you're frustrated that you've not had the help that you've needed before. I get that all the time. Not had this. I've never had this before. Paul, the stuff that you've talked about, I've never done that before. I've never gone there. Maybe you've heard buzz and excitement, all right? The buzzwords around mindset. Yes, mindset. Mindset changes everything. Maybe you're curious about mindset and what this mindset shit is. It could be that you feel you're out of options, or perhaps you were just fucking bored and wanted to hang out with me for half an hour a night. I don't know. But all your decisions that you make, all the things that you want, all the things that you value, all the things that you're afraid of, and all the things that you believe are held together by one thing. Okay, and that's what we're going to be talking about the next three masterclasses. Where do your results come from? They come from your actions. Your actions are dictated by how you feel. Your feelings are dictated by the thoughts that you think. And the thoughts that you think are governed by your circumstances, your present circumstances, yes, your beliefs, and the facts and things that you create and say are true in your head. That's what creates your thoughts. So your beliefs create your thoughts. The truths about the world create your thoughts, allow you to think the way you do. You'll accept them or reject them. You'll have feelings based upon that. You'll take actions based on how you feel, and those actions are going to bring you results. What do the results do? They create new beliefs. They create new facts, or they underpin the old facts. Every time I do this thing, I never able to make it, and it happens all the time. I'm doing it now, and it's happened again. And that's exactly what happens every single time, because that is who I am. That is a fact. That is a belief. That is bullshit. Okay? you need to change your tune. You need to change your tune about yourself. Your thought processes are the key to changing your vibration. All right, I'll get the vibration in a wee second, okay? Now, this isn't just about think happy thoughts. That bullshit don't work either, okay? I'm not here to give you bullshit. I'm not here to give you fluff. I'm here to give you science. I'm here to give you systems. Thought processes are key to changing your vibration and therefore your actions. Your vibration is how you feel, okay? You feeling good? High vibration. Feeling shit? Low vibration. That's all starting in your mind, all right? That's all starting with your thoughts. Thoughts causes feelings. Feelings could trigger a memory, is one way, a perception of things, okay? Feeling, which is the vibration, okay? That's what we call it, is vibes, okay? Picking up good vibes causes the action. And you can choose to accept or reject the thought process. Does that thing align with your goals? You can change the feeling by changing the thought. Like I said, it's not just about turning negative thoughts into positives. It doesn't work, all right? Doesn't work. But you're wired, you are programmed, and you are loaded with belief upon belief upon belief upon belief, all right? And all that programming is output into your world. You don't change your beliefs to fit the world. You change the world outside of you to fit your beliefs. I have to say that again because it's powerful. You don't change your belief to fit the world. You change the world to fit your beliefs. Okay, you make the world fit in with everything that you think and believe to be true. That's what we do. That is what we do. We make the world fit us. I'll be happy when this happens. I'll be happy when the sun shines. I'll be happy when I get the money. I'll be happy when I get the job. I'll be happy when I get the body. That's all outside. That's all you trying to change the world to fit your beliefs. You're going to act, feel, and perform according to the image that you believe to be true about who you are. Because your central nervous system cannot tell the difference between a real and an imagined experience. This creates your world and this creates your life. Four pictures of me based on beliefs, okay? A couple of years back, body, person who I wanted to work with, goal of being in Vegas, goal of standing on stage, presenting stuff for somebody who is very high up with Bob Proctor, number one, okay? How did I do that? Belief. If you believe you're fat, you're fat. If you believe you're weak, you're weak. If you believe you're anxious, you're anxious. If you believe you start a thing, then quit, you'll start a thing, then quit. Who's in the middle of that all? You. You're in the middle of it all. If you believe you're ripped, you'll be ripped. If you believe you'll be something, you'll be it. If you believe you'll go somewhere, you'll go there. I did all of that, not because I read stuff in a book, not because I watched a video. I did that because I believed, and then I acted in line with the beliefs. I want you to watch this wee video.
You're beautiful.
You are a really good friend. You did a fantastic job.
I love how thoughtful you are. You're so funny.
You are so reliable. You have a really good head on your shoulders. You're really smart.
You make me laugh.
I couldn't have done it without you.
I love your ideas.
I love your smile.
You have such kind eyes.
You're such a warm person.
You're so
amazing.
You have the best ideas.
I look up to you.
You're so fun. I love how creative you are.
You're not good enough.
You carry it. We all do that one thing. We all carry one thing. We're all like that, holding on to that negative thing. What goes in forms your identity, but we always hold on to the trash. We always hold on to it. We hold on to it. We hoard it. We hoard it and we don't let go of it. All right. And your identity shows there. Okay. Your identity shows in the mirror. It shows what's going ahead of you, what you can see in front of you, and it also shows what's behind you. Okay, that is your identity. That's all in there. Everything that goes in there is coming out. And this is the identity code to remove stress and anxiety and blockages, improve your health, physique, and take control of your life. Beliefs, thoughts, feelings, actions, results. And it's literally changed my world and people I've worked with. And it's a replicable system if you apply it. And you can transform yourself into that person who's calm and in control and ready to achieve their goals. And it all comes through beliefs. Because identity is science, all right? This is science. We hold conflicting images of ourselves in our head. We're acting that out, the beliefs, the facts, the things that we believe to be true that aren't, cause us to think, feel, act, and get results. And why is it so important to health and fitness or anything in life? Because it is everything in life. Identity is the most effective way to change your life. Identity is your habits. Change your habits, change your identity. Change your identity, change your results. Identity starts with habits. If you want the free habit breaking system that I'm going to be releasing on Sunday, I'm only releasing it to this group, then drop me the word habit in the comments, okay? You have to drop the word habit in the comments. I will send you details to your inbox on Sunday, but you have to type the word habit in the comments because I'm going to go through them on Sunday and send the link to you individually, each of you, okay? That is kind of it for me. That's all I wanted to go through tonight. That is the blueprint. Paul, what blueprint? Did I miss it? No, you didn't miss it. All the information so far that you need is in there. Everything that you need is in there, all right? Everything that you need is in there, and I've covered that in less than 30 minutes. That was the goal, okay? That was my goal, to deliver that in less than 30 minutes, and I've done it, okay? Because I used to have a habit of running on and talking on and talking on, but I'm not anymore, okay? Because I've changed that habit. Everything in your identity, everything in your world has been created at one time or another through your habits. So if you want to change the results in your life, then you got to go and do that yourself, okay? It's on you. Remember that slide? It was me in the middle. It's you in there. It's you in the middle. So we got good. We have a few people saying, someone's trying to tag someone else, I think. I don't know. How powerful is that? From a Facebook user. I'm not sure who that was. I'll check in a second. Natasha's habiting, Lorraine, Marianne's habiting, Natasha's thinking, habits are in there. That video was powerful. I assume that's probably what you're talking about. Excuse me, I'll clear that frog from the throat. The video is powerful. And that's what we hold on to. Okay, why? That's a habit. All right. That is a habit. That's part of our identity, is that we hold that stuff. And everything that I'm working on at the minute is about letting go. All right, it's about letting go, and it's about letting flow. All right, everything that I want to bring to your life is about helping you to let go, let flow, improve your health, physical and mental, emotional health. So I know that we have quite a few habits going in there to the comments. Lisa's on habits, Leanne's on habits, Liz Edgar has a habit, Olive has a habit. My mate Dave has a habit. We know you have a habit, Dave. Don't normally let guys into my group, but I like Dave. He's a nice guy. Yes, so we have some habits in there. Thank you for coming on. Thank you for interacting. 30 minutes, that was the goal. That's the goal for the next two, Tuesday and Thursday, okay? I'm going to try and keep it to 30 minutes. I'm going to release the habit system on Sunday. It's something that I've created. It's nearly finished, all right? That's why it's on Sunday, but I didn't want to do it until it was Sunday because I want you to get the nutrition sheet, work on some food this week, all right? Maybe you want to go for a walk. Maybe you want to have a glass of wine last weekend for a week, or last glass of wine for a week. But I want you to look at your food this week because what you're putting in your mouth is fueling your mind, all right? And what you're putting in your mind is fueling your mind. And what you're putting your body through is going to impact all that as well, all right? So look after yourself for the next 7 days because I want to help you transform in 7 days. That's the goal. That's it. Two masterclasses, Tuesday and Thursday. I'm going to be in the group every morning for 10 minutes at 10, Monday through to Friday on top of that, and I'm going to release the habit thing, okay, the habit thing. I haven't got a name for it, apart from the habit thing. It's basically a habit breaker, okay? It's a guide, a system to breaking habits that I want you to try all next week from Sunday on, okay? So, and I'm not putting it out on my Facebook page, so it's only for this group. So stick the word habit in the comments if you haven't done so. Hopefully you've enjoyed that tonight. Hopefully you took one thing from it, all right? And if you didn't take one thing from that, then you need to clean out them ears and be open, be the empty cup. Speaking of empty cups, take a last drink of the apple and pear juice before I go and chill and do some reading and meditation for tonight. But thank you for coming on. Hit some loves. Hit some names of people who were maybe in the group, or invite people into the group if you want. You can invite whoever you want into the group, okay? If you think there's somebody out there who needs to hear this, somebody who's suffering from anxiety, somebody who's suffering from depression, somebody who is maybe overweight and has fucking been on every single diet under the sun, all right? I'm not even going to talk about that tonight, okay? All I'm doing here is introducing an idea that you might be able to change stuff in your life, change your identity, change who you're being by changing the habit. That's the one thing. Identity is that one thing. Don't know if you got that. That's it. And you can change it, okay? We all have that ability to change. It's beautiful. It's a gift. It's like this here. Because if you can dream it, okay? I dream my creation, then I create my dream, okay? That's your identity. Dream it, create it. Good night. I hope you enjoyed today's podcast, which was a recording of part one of the three-part masterclass within the identity group. If you want to join the group and you're doing this in real time, so that's like start of October 2021, then look in the show notes and click the link to join the group. Okay, click the link to join the group. Get access to parts 2 and 3 whenever they run. They will be running on the 5th and the 7th of October live within the group, and they will be available on replay for a few days after that. But you got to be quick. If you're doing this live, listening live, real-time-ish, then click the link. Join us in the group. Watch the trainings. See the stuff. See the magic as it unfolds. And hopefully I will see you in there.
Thanks for listening to the whole podcast. If you're someone who enjoys seeing other people grow, then please share this podcast with your friends and family. If you found help through my voice and message, then I'm sure that they will too. So please share it on social media, share it via text, WhatsApp, and your DMs. Be present, challenge your own beliefs, trust the process, take action, be the community. So please, for every episode I share with you, I'd love you to share that podcast directly with someone else. And if you have questions, I'm there to help too. You can email me questions to paul@volumefitness.co.uk. I might even use your question for a future episode. And lastly, I do have one more request. And you only have to do this once, by the way. I want to reach and help more people, and you can help me with that. So if you can, please leave my podcast a fantastic review on iTunes. That way we can both help others gain strength and belief, all from the inside out. Thanks for listening.